Hi everyone, bonjour à tous and bienvenue à French Pod Café.
Hi everyone, my name is Catherine.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well. It's sunny and I'm just very happy that it's almost summer.
It is. Yeah. You're getting close. It's soon Easter.
Well, today is Easter, so happy Easter, first of all, to everybody.
Joyeuse Pâques, everyone.
So what do French people do? They eat a lamb on Easter? Is that common?
No, not really. We don't eat lamb. It's all about the chocolate thing. I mean, there's a meal organized, but it's not compulsory to have lamb. I don't think so.
Yeah, so chocolate is the more important thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh, I like this. So where's the chocolate? We forgot to bring chocolate today.
Okay, I'll bring it tomorrow, Catherine.
All right. Well, Easter aside, we do have a week full of some wonderful lessons that are going to get you speaking more French. So maybe we should talk about some of the things that are coming up this week.
Exactly. So the first one on Monday is going to be our newbie lesson of the week and called Turn Down the Music.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Turn down the music. So we're talking about asking people to do things.
Exactly. All the vocabulary to lower the sound or even to put it higher.
All right. So people who have had some trouble before maybe studying these comparative phrases are going to find a lot of help in Monday's lesson because we talk about comparatives and sound and things like that.
We're going to explore the comparatives in French.
Mm.
And you see, it's not that difficult in French, honestly.
Well, Wednesday's lesson is also really interesting, especially for people who are traveling.
Yeah, because we're going to find ourselves in a French airport. And it's all about the documents we need, you know. When you get to the airport, all these papers. So to make sure then when you get in front of the... When you get at a check-in, there's no problem at all.
So you don't want to be missing anything like a passport, for example, or a visa.
For instance, yeah.
All right, well, those are really important. And it's higher level language because we're talking more about specific things and these special documents you have to have. So that's an intermediate level lesson for everyone. But Friday also has another great lesson.
Yeah, I think it's the one you would like because it's all about poker.
Ooh, I'm a fan of poker. I like to play Texas Hold'em poker.
What is it?
Texas Hold'em is when there's cards in the middle of the table and you get to make combinations with the cards in your hand.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what kind of poker are we learning about on Friday? Do you know?
Just seven
card stud poker, having nice combinations of cards.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna learn the hands of poker.
Oh, okay. So full house.
Yeah, exactly. That's
or
it.
Pair.
That's it, yeah.
Good. Well, those are really, really useful phrases, especially for those of you who, like me, enjoy playing poker on the weekends. You didn't know that about me, did you?
No. Yeah, and then I think we'll play together, Catherine.
All right. Yeah. I'll take that as a challenge. Well, Saturday we have a weekend show. This is our music show this week.
Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
And that's with Marion. So what song are Marion and Liliana talking about this week?
The song is called Toi plus moi.
What is that?
You plus me.
Okay.
That's a bit of a romance going on.
It's a romantic song. Sounds nice. Good for the springtime, you know, the season of lovers.
Yeah. And the artist is called Grégoire. He's a new young French artist.
Okay. So if you're interested in learning more about French music or about new French musicians, this is the show for you. And it's coming out on Saturday.
Yeah, because we're going to go through all the lyrics and find out what that romance is all about.
Aha. Well, in addition to the new lessons, we also have some new features on the site, which were mentioned last week. But I'd like to talk again about them just in case you didn't see them this week. So the one really big change now is that we have a thing called the activity stream, and that's on the me section. So if you click on me, you're going to see a new tab that says activity stream. And this is a series of questions based on your level. You can change your level and you can answer those questions to practice your French. And when you answer, we can respond by saying, yes, this is correct. Yes, this needs more work. How we can help you.
Yeah, that's it. What needs to be amended? Mm-hmm. Is there a little mistake? Because I'm sure yours don't make many mistakes. Why it needs to be perfect? So it's very useful questions as well. So just come and check it out.
Yeah, please do. It's a great way to practice your French and to improve some of your written skills. We also have a new feature that allows you to turn off the English translations if you're reading the dialogue or expansion sentences. Because, you know, if you read them and you see the English, maybe you're tempted to read the English before you read the French.
Mm-hmm.
So if you click on the little settings wheel on the dialogue or expansion page, you can change those settings for yourself and turn them on or off as a default.
It's a really great new feature we have here.
It is. So, happy Easter, everyone. We hope that you have a wonderful week and enjoy these lessons. Check out our website, FrenchPod.com, for more information about the lessons we have coming up or just to practice your French.
Joyeuse Pâques à tous. Salut.
Bye.